I was going to bring a poem to share with you, but I couldn't find the book, and I couldn't find it in the pew either, you know. But I thought I'd give a personal reflection. Like, instead of like looking at the new year to come, 2011 was kind of like a year of looking backward and also reevaluating my life and what I'm doing with it. One of the high points of last year is I gave a talk to the Hollis Art Society about my photography. And, you know, I've spoken in front of groups before, especially with my hobby of mineral collecting. And, you know, sometimes you get a feeling like you really connect with your audience and, like you kind of know it, you know. I sort of, feel that I know how it is, like when you're a comic in the improv and you either grab your audience or else you bomb, you know. I've known both situations. And this talk I gave at the Hollis Art Society was very well received, and I could sense it happening as I was giving it, you know. But there was one point halfway through my talk, all of a sudden something dawned on me, and I said to myself, how the hell did I ever get here? Because 8 years ago, I never thought it possible that I'd be speaking to an art association, you know. I never even thought I'd attend such a meeting. And the whole thing happened when I became a widower, and I had more time on my hands and a desire to meet with people, and it was the time I joined this church. And I knew about the Unitarian Church through my daughter, who at the time was involved with the Arlington Church in the Boston area. And I went to some of the services that she went to, and I was impressed by the Unitarian, you know, way of doing things. I was raised a Catholic, and I had no thought that I'd ever join a church again, but I felt that if I did, it would be a Unitarian church. But the question for me living in Merrimack is which one to go to. Was it the one here in Nashua, or is it the one in Milford, which is each one is equidistant from where I live, so I was going back and forth from one to the other, you know. And then I was attending a service here, and the subject was art and spirituality, which is a subject that is often revisited, you know, every once in a while. But it was the service there that really made me want to join this church, you know. Even though I wasn't involved personally at the time with anything artistic, and I joined the covenant group. And our covenant group would have different topics, you know, and this particular topic was on change. And I was working at the time, I'm retired now. And I was afraid of being laid off. I mean, it seemed very, almost inevitable. And not having anything to do with that, I also mentioned to the group that I was interested in taking up nature photography. And then someone from the group said, well, why don't you sell your images? I said, right. I mean, I had nothing at the time. And also there was something where one of the members, a good friend of mine of the Covenant group, revealed that she was involved with becoming involved in an artistic endeavor where she'd be selling her artwork via website. So from the very beginning, it was imprinted in me the concept of selling, you know, images for profit. And since I was going to retire soon, I thought it would be a good way to make extra money if I could ever develop it. And so what happened was, you know, nature was a big part of my life like throughout my life, my interests were gardening, fly fishing, mineral collecting, things that brought me outdoors, and I really loved the images I would get from nature. So like photography was just kind of like a way to sort of capture that. And I remembered seeing a book of photographs many years ago, and I remembered the last name Porter. So I went on the internet, started reading about Elliot Porter, who was a photographer, and he was a contemporary of Ansel Adams, pioneer of color photography, and he had a particular way of looking at nature that I found to be very close to the way I did, because he wasn't involved with like the big things of nature, like the sunsets and the waterfalls. His photographs were often like a patch of ground that had a certain composition and color balance that looked very artistic, you know. So I went on the internet, I bought one of his books, and he had many books out, and by fate, the book I bought was called Nature's Chaos, which was photographs that showed like patterns of nature that were fractal in nature. So I became interested in like fractal geometry and also the chaos theory, and I went on the internet. I bumped into other people's fractal art galleries. And these are images that are made up by the computer that are like otherworldly and very intricate and really fascinating. And when I found out that the software to make them was free, I decided to play around with it, you know. And at the time, I was attracted to this woman who loved them, so I was cranking them out, you know. And so I ended up having a lot of images that people like, you know. So like right from the bat, you know, like, and my photography was picking up faster than I thought it would. So it was in springtime when I started doing this, and like in that fall, I actually was like selling images like at an art, at a craft fair, and actually making money. Not much, but I mean, it just sort of like everything clicked into place, you know. Someone put a website together for me for free and whatever, you know. So, you know, I went, so that's how the whole thing started. And like Dick Widge, who invited me to put up my fractal images in the gallery. And Gallery One opened up at that time, and Gallery One is a story in itself. I don't want to, you know, spend too much time on that. It's, but in any event, like I got encouragement, like from the artists here, Dick Widge, Anya, Carol Ann Thorpe, and you know, essentially, I found myself as part of like the art community. I mean it. I realized that if these people that were encouraging me, if they weren't artists themselves, I never would be doing it myself. I was just kind of like doing what the people around me were doing, you know. So that's how I ended up like being an artist. Like not only that, but like the artists like that I encountered at this church like helped me with my seeing things, you know, like the vision, like it affected my work in a positive way that way, you know. But I guess the interesting thing that I found was that, like, after I gave my talk to the Hollis Art Society, I'd never given one to a art society before, and I'd never been to art society meetings, so I don't know what their topics would tend to be, but it appears that whenever they had a photographer get up there, they would like show a photograph and say, well, you know, if I had the aperture setting at a certain something, and I had a certain, you know, shutter speed to be able to make this effect, you know, that was the kind of thing that they normally would get from a photographer. Whereas when I talked, it was more, it was less the technical aspect. Number one, because, you know, like, as far as photography goes, the, like, technical aspect is something that I'm still low on the learning curve, you know? And what I talked about is what I was doing, like how it how it affected me, like how important it was to me to be doing what I'm doing. And that's kind of like a feeling of art I got from this church, you know. When you think about it, like I came to like an art and spirituality talk and connect those two words, you know, in themselves, it kind of implies that art is something that's like very powerful and very meaningful to you, you know, like it's very personal. But spirituality involves something that's part of yourself rather than like doing something to achieve something, say to make money or whatever, you know, it's something that's very real. And that's like a definition of art that I find at this church that I don't necessarily find as part of like the Southern New Hampshire art scene, you know. I mean, I kind of wonder if Starry, Starry Night ever like showed up at the like gallery at the Greeley Park Art Fair. I wonder if it would actually win a ribbon, you know.
Can I interrupt you?
Sure.
This story is really inspiring.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody appreciates your sharing it, but there might be other people who would like a turn.
Well, okay.
It's a wonderful story.
All right.
Can we
I'm trying to wrap it up, but I mean, this is all very spontaneous.
Thank you.
And like I said, I was going to share a poem, but lacking that, I figured I just mentioned the fact that I'm very thankful, like, for the church to like instill in me this like concept of art, and I'm thinking of possibly having a summer service to like flesh out my ideas of like what art is all about. But when I was something happened to me in that I inherited enough money where like there's no like financial motivation to continue like art as a business, but I still want to continue that as a something that I do because I enjoy interacting with the public. And you know, basically, as far as nature goes, I inherited a lot of the love of nature from my father, who was an outdoorsman, and in my times outdoors with him, he instilled with me the beauty of things, like even like a dead tree with, you know, like being succumbed to like various patterns of fungus or whatever. It's just beautiful. And in conversations with people, I've been this past year given a lot of credit to my father, who I this is the first time I ever like mentioned his name in connection with my work, you know. And to finish off, like at Greeley Park this past year, I was there as a vendor, and all of a sudden a person was approaching me, a very elderly man, and he was staring in my face, looking straight in my eyes, you know, and walking toward me, and I was freaking out, you know. I mean, I didn't know what he had in mind, you know. And he looked at me, he said, did your father ever work at National Corporation? I said, well, yes, he did. And it turns out that this person was like a neighbor of mine when I was like 3 years old. And like he recognized like my father in me, you know, like at an art fair. And it was kind of like strange because internally I recognized my father's like part of what I was doing internally. At the same time, it was being recognized like externally. And I always like regretted the fact that my father passed away before I started my photography because I thought it'd be really connected with it. And somehow after that experience, I had a strange feeling that that whole situation was taken care of. So I just thought I'd throw that at you, and thought that like New Year's, you know, like this can also be a time for looking back as well as